Finally today, the Black Eyed Peas are making a lot of news this week. First, the U.S. hip-hop band broke a record by scoring a 20th consecutive week atop the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Two of the band's songs have been big hits this summer. But the Black Eyed Peas also made news because of their plans to hold a concert in Malaysia next month. 60% of Malaysia's population is Muslim, and the Malaysian government, which enforces Islamic or Sharia law, is banning Muslims from attending the concert. Officials didn't like the fact that the show is being sponsored by the beer company Guinness, but they're allowing the show to take place anyway, according to the BBC's reporter in Malaysia, Robin Brandt.
The reason it has been given the green light is because ministers hope that it will help boost tourism. So actually, this Black Eyed Peas gig is an exception to the rule. It's a special event. But as far as I'm aware, broadly speaking, this has not happened before. Other acts who have come here, Avril Lavigne, Gwen Stefani, they played here recently. They've had to tone down their act somewhat to deal with criticism, complaints, and the threat of protest from Islamic authorities here. But the enforcement issue, how they're going to do it, there is much doubt about that at the moment.
Do you expect people to turn up trying to get in, or will there be sort of self-enforcement in that sense, that people won't turn up because they know they can't get in?
Well, I think, you know, they're expecting to pull a fairly young crowd, and I dare say there'll be some who will try and get in, but most will stay away. The punishment for getting in a clandestine way will be even harsher. They do have the religious affairs police here, so to speak, and Muslims have been told to stay away, and I think they will. But, of course, there will be widespread disappointment among the Malay crowd here who wanted to see the Black Eyed Peas, and there are others as well who aren't Muslim, who are concerned and, frankly, you know, worried about the image of their country that's being portrayed at the moment, because this is just the latest incident, so to speak, in terms of how Malaysia is dealing with increased Islamization. And what we're seeing over the past few months and the past few years is attempts to be tougher in terms of enforcing Islamic law upon the 60% or so of the population here who are Muslim.
Robin, just one other question about the Black Eyed Peas. The big summer hit includes the words in Hebrew, Mazel Tov, Chayei Lem. I wonder if people know what that means and if they're conscious of it in the lyrics in Malaysia.
I think most of the people here who like the Black Eyed Peas like them for Fergie, the lead singer. They like him for their music, and they like him for the R&B and the hip-hop and the American culture, which they represent. Interestingly, it's a bit of a schizophrenic country in a way. There is a real hunger for American pop culture. And on the other hand, though, there is quite a lot, particularly among the more conservative elements of perhaps olden Malaysian Muslim society, there is quite a lot of anti-Semitism. For instance, Malaysian passport holders can't go to Israel. But I think those who would want to see the Black Eyed Peas at the end of September like them more for the lyrics and what they look like, frankly.
The BBC's Robin Brandt in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Fill up my cup. Drink. Mazel tov. Look at her dancing. Move it, move it. Just take it up. Let's paint the town. Paint the town. We'll shut it down. Shut it down. Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. The Black Eyed Peas song, I've Got a Feeling, closes our show today. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Have a great weekend.